Good morning, everyone. And welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Spear, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. And I'm so glad that you've come to spend your morning with us and with each other. And if you are new to us today, from the very bottom of our hearts to yours, we're so glad that you joined us today. Welcome. And so let's start this service by reading our mission statement that's on the front of your bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's what we are up to here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity to remember and to feel and to sense and to experience, yes, indeed, that presence of the Infinite One lives within us. That the presence of that one power, that one presence, that one life is the animating force and presence of everything in this universe, and that it is that within us that is that life essence within us. It is also within us as the energy of love and peace and the truth of our wholeness and the truth of our own power. Because what happens is, as we wake up to the truth that that presence is within us all of the time, that it can never leave us or be separate from us, because we are of spirit, coming out of spirit, we are spirit in form here as human beings on this planet. That means then that when we find ourselves out in the world and the world is not loving, or the world is not kind, or the world is telling us that we are something less than the wholeness that we really are, we aren't as reliant on the outside world giving that to us, because when the world isn't peaceful, we can stop and find the peace within us. When the world is not loving, we can stop and find the love within us and bring those qualities and characteristics of spirit forward. And as we do that, we transform the conversation, we transform our experience, we transform the way that we interact. And as we do that, it acts like ripples on the pond and ripples out to affect the whole. And because we are connected with everyone and everything, as we evolve and unfold and recognize our nature, it affects the whole. And as we do that, we are absolutely acting as the evolution of spirit unfolding through humanity. And so I thank every single one of you for answering the call of your own heart and your own spirit to be walking this path, to be being a beneficial presence in this world. Thank you for that. And so on platform with me this morning is our practitioner, David Conant. He's going to lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is always right where we are. And Melissa Lewis is with us today. She's going to lead us in the prayer chant, I Open Up. The words will be up here on the wall. You are invited to sing along, or just to let those words take you a little bit deeper into that place of stillness within you. And so I invite you just to begin to turn within yourself a little bit, letting go of everything except this moment, and to just allow yourself to slow down and to be here now.
I surrender to this moment.
Continuing on from the prayer chant, I know that spirit is not something that is only manifest in our lives when we pray or meditate. Spirit is who we are. It is true, we become more aware of this inner presence at certain times in our lives, but it is always there. Our oneness with our divine companion is actually the universe wrapping its arms around us as we live our lives. When we visit Whole Foods or Sprouts, we may feel like we are on our own, but we are never on our own. The blessings of our oneness with Spirit, the living Spirit, are always in our lives and activities, even during shopping trips. We are not just having a human experience. We are a living source of manifested Spirit. Knowing that all this is the truth, I bless Reverend Jennifer. I bless Melissa. I bless Ray and everyone here. I bless all spiritual paths, and I bless this service. And so it is. Good morning. My reading today is from This Thing Called You, by Ernest Holmes. There is a living spirit at the center of your being. The original author of all life is in and around you, not a God who was, but a God who is. This is the great secret which you share with life. Life is wherever you are. It revolves around you even as it flows through you. Keep the doorway of your mind open. Feeling, thinking, communing with this life, know that it fills you with light and with power. The greatest adventure of your life lies in your conscious use of this power, and you find it at the center of your own being. Believe in your direct relationship with life. This life acts as law upon your thought. Your thought is creative because there is a creative law operating upon it. Think of your mind as a garden and plant seeds of compassion, of joy, of gratitude, and of goodwill. Plant love in your garden. Kindness and sympathy flow from the heart of love, and human goodness follows divine realization at every turn in life's road. Kindness and understanding are divine flames lighted from the author of love, upon which burns the eternal light. And so it is.
And so Bodhi Day is right around the corner. And if you don't know what Bodhi Day is a Buddhist holy day that is celebrated in Japan, and it commemorates Buddha's awakening, Siddhartha Gautama's awakening, and hence he became the Buddha out of that awakening. And out of that awakening of the Buddhas, he became a teacher and actually assisted millions of people in their own awakening, in their own unfolding. And unlike the Buddha, most of us awaken bit by bit, piece by piece, over a period of time, in different ways and to different degrees, and with different realizations and insights. For me, though, really, the bottom line about awakening, about the goal for awakening, is really to be able to see through the eyes of truth, capital T truth, to be able to see through the truth of oneness, to be able to see that everything is a part of that one. To me, that's the goal of awakening. And so in the Bible, in Isaiah, it says, "I am, and besides me, there is no other." And in the Upanishads, it says, "God is all and in all, one without a second, the supreme being, the only and absolute reality." So both of those sacred texts are saying the exact same thing. I think our purpose and our goal for walking this particular spiritual path that we are on is awakening to our own spirit, awakening to that infinite presence that is everywhere present, and awakening to the truth of oneness, oneness with that infinite presence, oneness with each other, and oneness with the whole of all things. The catch is, if we don't have dedication to walking that spiritual path, then we only see the world and all that is happening in the world and all that is happening in our lives from the perspective of our ego. And when we live from that ego's perspective all of the time, it's really easy to live in anger or to live in fear or to live in righteous indignation. Did you ever experience any of those things? From the ego's perspective, we must fight. And that means that we fight power with greater power, like wars, that we fight hate with more hate, that we deal with poverty by having a self-righteous attitude and thinking things like, well, if those people would have only made different decisions, they wouldn't be where they are. Or by thinking that somehow those people are inferior or stupid or somehow less than we are. The ego has no desire at all to see things from a higher or a larger perspective. And so in turn, then what happens is all religions have teachings that they teach their people that are ways to assist them in acting in ways of the Spirit, in ways that are good, in ways that are loving. For example, in the Abrahamic religions of Judaism and Christianity, of Islam and the Baha'i faith, they teach almsgiving as a practice. That means giving to those who are less fortunate than we are. And that is taught kind of as like having training wheels. It's a practice that you are supposed to do, which helps you awaken to your connection, which helps you awaken to your compassion and your kindness and your love. All religions teach to treat other people as you want to be treated. And Christianity teaches to love your neighbor as yourself. My mom is a Catholic, and she has said to me, I know that as a good Christian, I should be, fill in the blank, I should be nicer. I should be more generous. I should be more forgiving. But without an inner awakening to our own spirit and to the presence of spirit within us, we need those outer rules to tell us how to behave, to tell us to act from love. We need those outer rules to tell us to live in unity and to live in brotherhood. Reverend Dr. Kathy Hearn, who was the past spiritual leader of Centers for Spiritual Living, says, our souls are on a pathway of endless and ever-expanding experience. A journey of awakening to what we have been created by, and that this is the essence of who we are. In doing so, we become portals through which the healing energy, presence, and power of spirit enters the world as a great blessing. From that awakened consciousness, awakened to spirit within us, we become inspired from a call within us, rather than outer rules being hammered in through the top of our head. It becomes inspired from within how we act. And so at Centers for Spiritual Living, we have what is a guiding document that is called the Global Heart Vision. And this is three parts of the Global Heart Vision, as stated in the organizational design model of Centers for Spiritual Living. It says, we demonstrate the oneness of spirit in everything we do, knowing that this oneness is inclusive of race, age, ethnicity, culture, history, religion, political affiliation, experience, gender, and sexual orientation. We envision a world where personal responsibility joins with social conscience in every area of political, corporate, academic, and social sectors, providing sustainable structures to further the emerging of global consciousness. We see a world in which people live in alignment with their highest spiritual values. That's what awakening does for us. It allows us to live in alignment with our highest spiritual values, regardless of what someone's political affiliation is, or regardless of if we are talking about in the corporate world or in our personal lives. We live our spirituality all of the time, in everything we do. And that is our goal in this room, if I'm correct. That's my goal in my life. And so from that awakened consciousness, awakening to spirit within, and the spirit that fills everyone and everything, that becomes the natural way that we act. But when our spiritual practice slips, and we don't do it for a while, and we get out of practice, it's easy to fall back into those unenlightened patterns and ways of being in the world. Like to feel like you are a victim to the world or a victim to other people, and maybe that other people are out to get you, and therefore you need to protect yourself or you need to fight back. You have to defend yourself against something. Or when our practice slips, sometimes we can become self-centered and closed-minded. And when we're self-centered and closed-minded, then we think we are right and they are just wrong, simply wrong in whatever it is that they see, how they see things or what they think or what they believe. When our spiritual practice slips, we can get into thinking there isn't enough of whatever. So we hold on tightly to what it is that we have or fight to hold on to it. Or sometimes when that practice slips, we get judgmental and harsh in our thinking. And then we think they don't deserve our love or our compassion or our kindness. You ever get there? And so the title of my talk today is Awakening. And I'm talking about that as we awaken to that capital T truth, to the truth of the oneness of the infinite and that it is everywhere present. We awaken to oneness with the infinite, oneness with the whole, and oneness with the all, oneness with everyone and everything. We awaken to the truth that we are part of that one, as is everyone and everything. We awaken to the fact that the divine presence is the absolute essence of everything. In that awakening, we are motivated and inspired to act from our spirit and to act from spirit within us. Out of that awakened consciousness, we become more loving and we become more generous. We become more secure in ourselves and we become more peaceful. We become more compassionate and open-minded. We gain an inner strength that becomes from the inside. Have you had any experience of those things as you walk this path? In the book A New Design for Living, Ernest Holmes, the founder of this philosophy, said, "We need never to prepare to meet our God. We are meeting God every day. But what we do need to do, and what we will always be doing, is to express more and more of Spirit's nature through us. This is the endless pathway. This is the immortal and eternal endeavor to continual upward spiraling of our awareness of God as what we are. A greater knowledge, experience, and expression of God is always our goal, which may and must ever be more fully attained." I certainly don't claim to be enlightened, but I certainly have had lots of spiritual awakenings in lots of different areas of my life. I have such a greater sense of connection with people in the world. Especially I notice it in people that I don't even know, people that I haven't even met. Like standing in line at the grocery store or at a department store, the heart and spirit connection that I feel like I have with those people. I have a sense of caring and a sense of kinship, a sense of family with those people that I've never met before. And that kinship and that caring comes out of my spiritual realizations of the truth of oneness. It's like the natural byproduct of knowing the truth of oneness. I have become so much more generous as I've walked this path. Generous with my words, generous with compliments, generous with my money. And that has all been born out of knowing the source of all things is within me. That the source of all things fills my life. In turn, that means I can never be separate from good. I have so much more inner peace than I used to have. And that doesn't mean that I'm at peace all the time. And it doesn't mean that I don't get tweaked sometimes, but what happens when I do get tweaked is I know that I can sit down and get quiet and turn within, and I can find that peace again. So I am responsible for my own peace, and I am responsible for my own well-being. If you listen to the media, they would have you believe that we are living in a society that is rampant with evil and with hatred and with people hurting each other. Well, I'd like to share a story with you that I just read that is different than that. It says, at the start of the pandemic, Rihanna felt helpless hearing about people losing their jobs and childcare. She began posting in a mom's group on social media saying, if you're struggling, I'm making lasagna. Can I bring one to your doorstep and drop it off contactless? She received private messages from individuals in need of a hot meal and began cooking for others regularly. People messaged Rihanna asking if they could join her cause. And by the fall of 2020, Lasagna Love, lasagnalove.org, was born. The nonprofit grew at warp speed from 500 to 5,000 volunteers in just a few weeks. To date, Lasagna Love has fed over 1 million people and has expanded across the U.S. and to other countries. The most rewarding part for Rihanna, a mom of three, has been watching Lasagna Love recipients pay it forward in other ways. Quote, I received an email that said, I got a lasagna from a stranger at my door. I was so moved, I decided to pay my neighbor's heating bill. She says, I realized we're not just feeding families, we're touching people beyond that. I've always believed kindness inspires other acts of kindness. While everyone on this planet is at a different level of awakening, I really believe that more and more people are awakening than ever before in the history of this planet. I see people fighting racial inequality when it doesn't even apply to them. I see people sponsoring and housing refugees from countries, lots of countries in this country. I see people recycling more than ever before and wanting to recycle. There are so many websites out there that enable people to give things away. I discovered one yesterday that's called Buy Nothing. So people can give things to other people rather than throwing them in the trash where they go to the landfill. People are looking for ways to lower their carbon footprint by driving hybrid vehicles and electric bikes rather than driving their cars. Random acts of kindness has become a household word and is part of the collective consciousness of this country now. Went to Trader Joe's the other day and was buying some turmeric ginger tea and asked the woman that was waiting on me if she'd ever had it before. She said no. I said, oh, it's really good. And she goes, oh, I'll probably have to try it. I said, you know what, let me give you one of the tea bags and then you can try it and see if you like it before you buy it. She's like, oh my gosh, that's so nice of you. I'm like, it's a tea bag. I give her the tea. I open up my box and I give her a tea bag and I'm happy to do that. I'm happy for her to try it. And she says to me, I'll pay it forward. It's part of our consciousness. That is part of the evolution of us as a society. That is part of our awakening, recognizing our connection to each other, our responsibility to care about each other, and the pleasure in just doing that. That's all a part of awakening. As human beings, we need to discover our true spiritual nature. It's a deep need that we have. We have a need to give expression to spirit, to give expression to the good, to give expression to love. We have a need to experience and to express spirit and our spirit and who we really are as spiritual beings. We have a need to be a beneficial presence in this world. And we have a need to see things from a higher perspective and a bigger perspective than what our ego tells us is reality. In our spiritual awakening and out of our spiritual awakening to the omnipresence of spirit, to the omni-activity of spirit, that is what we are enabled to do. And so I'd love to lead you in a meditation right now, if you'd like to do that. So I invite you to become settled and to just move into that place within you of stillness, the place of silence, and to just become aware of that still place that resides at the center of your being. This place of absolute stillness is within, yet beyond your body. Here, deep within, there is a place of absolute silence, of perfect stillness. And as you bring your full attention to this place of stillness, the outside world kind of fades into the background. So just allow your awareness to be fully immersed in this palpable silence. In this space of silence, you move beyond your rational mind and into the intuitive knowing of your soul. You move beyond linear thinking and instead perceive reality from a holistic and an expansive view. In the depths of this quiet, you contact the depth of your soul. Here, there are no limitations and no belief in limitation. Here, you are fed with the light of your own spiritual essence. Here, you experience the place where there is no separation between you and the divine. All seeming boundaries dissolve. There is only one. One life. One love. One energy. One being. It is the very nature and essence of the infinite, and you are one and the same in it. In this communion lies the truth of the vastness and the limitlessness of the divine. In all, through all, as all. That one presence before you, beside you, above you, below you, within you. Here, there are no limitations or obstructions, only infinite power, infinite love, perfect peace, pure potential, creativity itself, good without end. What is true of the One, Spirit, the Divine, is true of you, for you are One. And so for a moment, we just rest in this space. And so I invite you to begin to bring your consciousness back to your body, to the chair in which you are sitting, feeling your feet on the floor. Maybe wiggle your fingers and your toes a little bit. And when you're ready, to open your eyes. And so my invitation to you is to do a regular spiritual practice, a regular spiritual practice, one that helps you remember the truth of oneness, the truth of who and what you are, the truth that your life is filled with the living spirit, something that helps you see from a higher or larger perspective than what your normal human eyes see. To do some spiritual practice that enables you to sense and to feel and to experience the part of yourself that is beyond your ego, that is beyond form, that is beyond your personality. That's what we just did right now. You get to experience a part of yourself that is beyond that part of your waking consciousness that you normally live from. As you do that regular spiritual practice, the result is that you will be supporting your own awakening. And in turn, you will be fulfilling your highest purpose, being the light of God that you already are. And so blessings to every single one of you on this path of awakening, this path of shining your light in this world and being a beneficial presence. Blessings to each of you. And so before I start this prayer, I wanted to let you all know that our beloved Reverend Larry Cosgrove passed this week. And so what a blessing he has been to each of us in our lives. What a delightful man, and what a joy it has been having him be part of this community. I know that he has touched this world in such a lovely way and has made a difference. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so I just allow my consciousness to fall back and rest in that divine embrace, recognizing that whether I'm aware of it or not, I am always carried. I am always buoyed. I am always led and guided and sourced by this one infinite and divine presence. That it truly fills all of time and all of space with its beingness. And that it was before time began. That it is and will always be. For it is the cause. It is the one. It is the infinite. And it is that presence that we live and move and have our beingness within. And it is that one presence that lives itself out in and through and around and as each and every single one of us. And so I recognize that all the love is, that God is right here. That all of the peace that Spirit is right here. That all of the power, all of the wisdom, all of the intelligence reveals itself in our hearts and in our minds, for we are never separate from it. It is the core essence of who we each are as spiritual beings. And so today we walk in an awareness of that presence, and we allow that presence to unfold itself through us as kindness and generosity and compassion, as power and wisdom and inner guidance and intuition and knowing. I know that that presence pours itself into our lives as an abundance of good, and that we are here living this life of the divine, bringing that presence into this world in a way that is truly beneficial. And I speak this word about our beloved Larry, knowing that right now he is wrapped in that light and that love of the divine. That he has been welcomed home in God from whence he came. And right now, all is well with his soul. What a blessing he has been on this planet. And I'm sure there is a sense of joy and appreciation in living a life well lived and in being all that he was in this world. And so we bless him. And I speak this word right now also for all of the people in the Ukraine, knowing that God is right where they are, and that right now God is unfolding itself and revealing itself as a sense of ease, as a sense of safety, as inner guidance and direction, that presence and that power of light and love is revealing itself through that entire region, through Putin and through the armies and through the people, that there is some sort of softening and some sort of awakening to the truth of our oneness, and that God's hand is upon everything that is happening. And I know that God and good are synonymous terms, and so good is unfolding itself right now in ways we might not even be able to imagine. Good unfolding itself. For light always triumphs over darkness. And the light is bigger than anything unlike it. And so today we recognize that light. We call it forth. We invite it in. We accept it as so. And we have faith and trust in it. And so I speak this word also for every single politician, every single decision maker, every single world leader, knowing that the intelligence of God right now is guiding their actions. The heart of God is leading their decisions, for the heart of God lives inside of each one of them. And the wisdom of God guides them into perfect action, into perfect results, into perfect decisions. And so it is with absolute conviction and faith and trust that I release this word into that law, knowing that it unfolds as such simply because it's the truth. And as we put our attention on truth, we create an avenue for it to come into this world. And so it is with a grateful heart that I say, I am so thankful. And I release this prayer, and I say, and so it is.
It's now time for our affirmation. If you would join me as we read this together. Today, I open my entire being to the reality of the living spirit as that which I am. I live in alignment with spiritual truth. In turn, I am a blessing in the world, and so it is.
I have a couple of invitations for you. One is, we are doing a Christmas outreach project. We have adopted a family at Long Beach Women's Shelter, and there are some gift tags still in the back if you didn't take one last week. If you would like to, it's a mother and her four children? Where's Barbara? Three and her three children. So there's gift tags back there, and if you did already take a tag too, the gifts need to be back here next Sunday wrapped with the tag on them. And if you need to talk to Barbara, will you raise your hand? If you have any questions, you can talk to Barbara about it. Oh, we have 2 weeks. Yeah. The 11th on here. The 11th. You have 2 weeks. Okay, good. We are going to be having a vision board workshop on December 30th from 2 to 4. It's not 12 to 4. I didn't realize this was incorrect. Still on here. From 2 to 4. And if you would like to come, I still forgot to bring a sign-up sheet, but I will do that. But put it on your calendar and start saving some magazines as you see magazines that have things in them that you like. And the cost is going to be $10, and it's going to be at the clubhouse at Sharon Baker and Carol Borwick, where they live. So I'd love for you to come to that. Our World Peace Meditation Service is Friday, December 31st at 4 a.m. on Zoom, where we add our consciousness of peace to the collective as we join people across the world praying and meditating for peace. So I hope that you will join us there. The link is already on this sheet, so you might want to save it so you can get on that day. We will be dark on Christmas Day and New Year's Day. This facility is not available to us, so you get to stay home in your pajamas and be with your loved ones. You were handed a calendar when you came in the door today that is a random acts of kindness calendar. We have printed them for two different reasons. One, to give to out in the neighborhood around here. Sauna has been telling me for a long time, we need to put something on people's porch so they know who we are and what we are doing over here. So it was printed, one, because it has our information on it, and two, really, as a community service project to give people things to do to participate in random acts of kindness. Colleen, will you come up here? Colleen Lynn handed out, I think she said 100 of them yesterday. She's going to come up and just tell you what she did and what she's doing, because she is in charge of this.
So I gave you two so that you could keep one on your refrigerator and give one away. And there are extras also. So it's part of this neighborhood. I talked to some people, told them people were curious what we were doing over here. I'm curious why they're not over here. So just telling them, hey, people are curious, want to know what we're doing, and challenging them to a month's worth of random acts of kindness to get them thinking, a little preview of what we're doing so maybe they're curious enough to come in here and hear what we're doing and meet us. So I've just been I talked to a few people that were out in front of their homes. I left things on their front porch, so hopefully they'd see them and be curious and try a few of these things to reach out and try to make December or the world a little bit better place. So if you want more than one to hand to somebody, it's not just for this neighborhood. It's for anyone who wants to know what we're doing. And experience that. I have one more block that needs to be walked and handed out, which is the block just on the other side of Wardlow here. It's about 40 houses. It takes about 25 minutes. So let me know if you want to help or if you want some more of these for your friends or family or other people that could use a little push to find some random things in their life.
Oh, I don't need that. I have one, huh? And you know our practitioners are available for prayer after service. Will you raise your hand if you are a practitioner in this room? They're available for prayer. We also have prayer shawls in the back. If you would like to be wrapped in the energy of prayer or gift one to someone else that is going through something in their life that they would like to be wrapped in the energy of prayer, we have prayer shawls on the back table. The practitioners are happy to pray over them for whatever their particular desire is, and then you can gift that to yourself or gift it to someone else. And we have a Ministry of Prayer box in the back that if you fill out a prayer request, we will support you in prayer for the next week. And Jim Don went and got donuts. So there's some donuts and coffee and water over in the kitchen window if that is something you desire.